Plot owners in Jebel Ladu village of Juba County are in a celebratory mood after county authorities, accompanied by the Minister of Lands, Housing and Public Utilities of Central Equatorial State, started allocating plots previously seized by the land grabbers. Charles Lakowani, executive chief at Jebel Ladu, says owners of the plots in his territory pressured authorities to intervene, so they did.
Today I will sleep. The government has done something so nice. As you can see, all people have come out today. I am happy. I now know the government is there. I didn't take the law in my hand. I told my youth that no one should fight. Now the government has come like this. We know that the government is with us.
Juba County Commissioner Charles Joseph Wani says other land grabbers must stop taking land by force around Juba.
I want to tell them that the village exists and the work of the government is moving on. If anyone from the high authority, if anyone from the high rank is against this work, I will say it, is against the government of the Republic of South Sudan.
The Minister of Land, Housing and Public Utilities of Central Equatorial State, Frederick Laku, says individuals who want land should follow the proper channels as the land around Juba County is ancestral property.
Once the community accepted the land, then from there the ministry will come and demarcate the land. But there is no land for the ministry. You know, in the policy of South Sudan, land belongs to the community. So it is us dialoguing to the community, and then when the community agree to give us the land, that is why we'll come and demarcate and then we distribute to the people of South Sudan.
Commissioner Wani also called on various government institutions to help address the persistent problem of land grabs in Juba County.
We cannot allow anybody to continue manipulating the systems of the Republic of South Sudan on their personal interests. The personal interest today is coming to an end, and we shall continue pursuing this one to the last minute of our life in this country, because we wanted the well-being of our people. We wanted the well-being of everyone.
Land grabbing in Juba County has continued to make headlines, with the host community accusing individuals from Jonglei and Warap states of allegedly taking land from the Bari communities at gunpoint. Last month, 40 land grabbers appeared in court and were found guilty of carrying out land grabs in Jebel Ladu. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.